road and airports across the country. These folks are flying out of Minneapolis.
Feeling good?
Ooh, what makes you feel good?
We got all of our bags checked and we're ready to go.
Okay, you are traveling on one of the busiest days at the airport. You still feeling good about that decision?
I feel okay. Yes.
We get the hesitation. AAA predicts more than 115 million people are traveling over the next 10 days. But look out for delays out west. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking strong storms in California.
There will definitely be some travel disruptions in the air and on the roads in and around Los Angeles and all suburbs and the I-5 as the rain continues to spread east slowly over the next couple of days.
Flooding and mudslides are possible there. Police in Prague say a shooter is dead after killing at least 15 people today at a university. Ivo Havranek was there when it started.
In the beginning, there was a couple of bangs. I didn't even realize it's a shooting. Then suddenly there were students and teachers running out of the building.
24 others were injured. Here at home, there's been an alarming increase in gun violence involving children.
Dr. Derek Kelly is a pediatric orthopedic surgeon at LaBauer Children's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, where 170 pediatric gunshot victims have been treated already this year.
Kids are finding unsecured guns and accidentally shooting themselves or attempting suicide, or they're finding unsecured guns and then taking them to schools or taking them into the neighborhoods to commit assaults.
CBS's Jim Krasula reporting. The Israeli military says it's uncovered a major Hamas command center now in the heart of Gaza. CBS's Robert Berger has details from Jerusalem.
This is a huge tunnel network that the Israeli military says it uncovered. This was a Hamas command center, according to the military, and interestingly, included hideout apartments for Hamas leaders.
Today marks 35 years since the Pan Am Flight 103 bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland.
The remembrance included the reading of the names of the 270 people who died.
Jerry Don Everett, my husband, Michael Stewart Bernstein.
But it also included an optimistic common prayer for peace.
We confidently declare love and life shall always triumph over fear and violence.
The Libyan national accused of making the bomb is in U.S. custody. It took until last year for that to happen. Peter King, CBS News.
No one won last night's Powerball, which means the jackpot's climbing before Christmas. $620 million up for grabs Saturday. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Dash into JCPenney for last-minute holiday savings. Finish your list with a little extra sparkle. Jewelry is up to 70% off after coupon. Looking for something cozy? Candles, velvet plush throws, and more start at only $7.99. Score thousands of doorbusters on popular brands like Adidas, Champion, Disney, and Carter's. Enjoy fast and free same-day pickup until 3 p.m. Christmas Eve. Ready in less than 2 hours. JCPenney, make your holidays count. Offers valid on select styles through 12/24. Exclusions apply. Doorbusters excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Agricultural groups across the country are endorsing the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. They're speaking up in support of federal legislation that would require AM radio in new vehicles. Many farmers rely on AM radio and the vital services it provides daily. 25 agricultural groups wrote a letter to Capitol Hill in support of the bill, stating, while millions of rural Americans still lack broadband service, rural and agricultural programming through AM radio helps keep rural residents apprised of news that may impact their businesses, healthcare, education, and family. Garbage collection for the city of Wisconsin Rapids will be one day late during the weeks of Christmas and New Year's Day. So next week, if your garbage is usually picked up on Wednesday, plan to put it out Wednesday night for the next 2 weeks so it can get picked up on Thursday. If you have questions, contact the City Street Department. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Stuck under mostly cloudy skies today as high temperatures climb to the upper 30s. Winds are a bit breezy, though, out of the southeast, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Overnight, a chance of drizzle moves in, and by early morning, temperatures hover around the freezing mark, which could create some slick icy spots. Right now, it's 39.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this December 21st, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Jasmine Carbajal, for Associate 4-H Educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Looking forward to talking with her. Looking forward to talking to our friend Jillian right now from Visit Rome. Jill, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
I meant to tell you this actually off-air, but I'm just going to do it now.
Okay.
My little sister's name is Jillian.
Oh!
And every once in a while, I almost call you Bean. Because that's her nickname. I don't know why. I don't know where it comes from, but I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. And it's funny you mention that because I think more when I was younger, Jilly Beans, or I know my one uncle calls me Bean once in a while, so it's got to be the name.
Something about the name, something about it. Jillian joins us every month with from our friends at Visit Rome, and we say a shout out to all the great people at Visit Rome Bureau. And love talking with and talking about the Rome area. I've been very honest with the audience. I am incredibly biased on this subject. I love Rome. It's one of my favorite places in the world, and it's given me so much, and it's given our community so much, not just Rome residents, but certainly, you know, like we know here in this area and Central Wisconsin, all of our towns bleed into each other. All of our towns have people that work in this town or live in this one. Mm-hmm. We're all connected. And I think that we've seen a real rise in the last 15, I could say even maybe 20 years, of seeing more business in Rapids advertising in Rome, business in Rome advertising in Wausau, a lot of these kind of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you guys noticing that too at the Bureau, Jillian?
Yeah, I would say so. Mm-hmm. Just kind of all dipping our toes into our neighbors. So the Adams County Chamber, Wisconsin Rapids Chamber of Commerce, the Heart of Wisconsin, and just kind of picking up their events where they need help promoting. They pick up our events that they feel need promoting. So it's a big group effort. It's not just all of us fighting against each other trying to make you come to our spot, because honestly our spots run into each other and there's no bad blood, obviously.
Right. And that's such a great point to make too, and I think it speaks to this area, not only the people of this area, but especially why this area has thrived and where others haven't in many ways. Central Wisconsin doing much better than other parts of the country are and stuff, and it is no coincidence to me when we see how connected we are and how much we work together. It's not where it was when, you know, ages ago when it was kind of crabs in a barrel and everybody pulling the other person down. We've realized that it's better to work together and everybody kind of rising tide, raising all boats kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many great things going on in the Rome area. We talk about Spring Valley all the time. We talk about some of the other great things. I was actually talking to some listeners over the weekend, this weekend or past weekend, and one of them hadn't been in the state in about a couple of years. And immediately she tells me, "You didn't tell me about Quick Trip." I'm like, "What?
Oh my gosh.
Quick Trip in Rome." And how excited she was about this and everything. And not that she didn't love pretzels or anything like that. We got a lot of love for pretzels. The first place I went to in Wisconsin pretty much was pretzels, as far as buying things or going to grab candy or something like that. Their deli that they had, loved that place. We know how much Wisconsinites love Quick Trip. All you got to do is look at how many Quick Trips there are in your walking distance.
Yeah.
Having that there was not just a good thing for the people of Rome, but it shows the growth of Rome. Quick Trip doesn't buy that location. Quick Trip doesn't set up shop there if things aren't thriving, if things aren't going good.
Exactly.
We encourage any local businesses out there, whether it's in the Rapids area or any of our listenership, reach out to the Visit Rome Bureau. See what you can do working together. And keep in mind, it doesn't just help them, or it doesn't just help your business. It helps them, and it promotes all local businesses.
Exactly.
There's a lot to be said for PR in 2023 and going into 2024, and the kind of thing that you can't put a price tag on.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it might cost, the PR that you get from it is you can't put a number on that. It's exactly. Pretty cool. And there's so many great places. Let's dive into some of those great places, Joey. Coming up, actually, just this tomorrow, Friday, we kick off a great event going on.
Yeah. So tomorrow, December 22nd, and every other Friday, will be DJ Bingo at Hoozles at the Lakes. That'll run 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. Free-to-play raffles and fun with your host Lucas.
Mm-hmm. Does a great job.
He does.
Lucas is really good at this, has a lot of fun with it too, and makes sure that you have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a free time, gets you out of the house, something to do. I something like this too, you come out of it feeling really like your luck has changed, like, you know, it increases that or something.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Another great thing that we look for, that we enjoy, is trivia in the Rome area.
Yeah, so I know often when I'm on here, I talk about trivia at Hoozles, which I will in just a minute, mm-hmm. So sit tight. But trivia at Lake Arrowhead, running 4 to 5 p.m., they have their annual trivia nights. They're doubling the number of dates.
Mm.
Team registration is $20 per team. Mm. The teams can be 2 to 8 players. Registration begins 30 minutes before the start of the event,
mm-hmm.
and the dates are Saturday, December 23rd, Saturday, January 13th, Saturday, January 27th, and that is all they put out so far.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're wondering, hey, what do they have for February or March, we encourage you to visit Lake Arrowhead's events page for more info, rules, regulations.
Mm-hmm. It seems like they're kind of intentionally keeping it a little loose, especially this time of year. People's has plans and they change or that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also people looking for things to do. So you kind of, you'll be able to give them kind of a heads up that you're coming, but you don't have to do it right at the last second. You could do it the day of the event. That's a smart way to do it, I think, especially this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And people love trivia. They love this. We're going to talk more about it in a moment and everything, how much they like trivia. But good on them for seeing that and bringing this back. I know it was a very successful event the last time they had it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, trivia at Lake Arrowhead, 4 to 5 coming up. The first one looks like December 23rd, this Saturday.
Yep, this Saturday.
Looking at next week on December 27th, got some fun stuff going on then and every Wednesday.
Yeah. So from 10:30 to 11 a.m. at the Lester Public Library of Rome, they will be having a children's story time.
Hmm.
Join us for a weekly story time open to kids of all ages. Each interactive story time will feature a different set of books read by library staff and community members.
Yeah, a big shout out to the Lester Public Library and the great work that they do over there with things like this. We talk about this with our United Way a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the evidence. We've got the stats nowadays. Kids learn better and want to read more when they are read to. And it is oftentimes what you're reading so much that's important, that an adult is taking the time to read to a child.
Mm-hmm.
It means something. It stands the test of time. This has been going on since long before you and I were around, Jillian. Parents and adults reading to kids, and we've got more and more evidence than ever that this makes kids not only more intrigued to read and want to read, but they have better learning capabilities. So many layers to this,
mm-hmm.
and maybe most important of all of it, it's a lot of fun. It's great. I don't know whether it was reading to my kids or reading with the United Way or anything in their events. There are so many great opportunities for this. If the people over at the Lester Public Library are ever looking for volunteers or anything, just let us know and we'll make sure to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that they do this. Again, story times, 10:30 to 11 every Wednesday over at the Lester Public Library.
Yep.
Another great event going on Wednesdays at our friends over at Hoozles. Shout out to Hoozles.
7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. will be DJ Trivia at Hoozles at the Lakes. Like Bingo, trivia is always free, always fun. There will be gift cards for first through third place. And even if you don't consider yourself a trivia master, go ahead. Go anyway. You'll surprise yourself.
Exactly. Yes, you hit it on the head, Jillian. I think that all of us have played the game where we're watching Jeopardy and trying to see like what we can get right. And we're all blown away by what we know.
Yeah.
You know more than you realize, I think. And it's a great way to test it. Or I think the other fun part of trivia, and this is a sneaky part of it to me, I don't think you can lose at trivia. Because even when you learn something, you know, and that's that. There's no price for that. It's not maybe as great as a gift card to some,
yeah.
But it's pretty cool to learn things, and I think that that's a fun part of playing trivia too. You know, mm-hmm. And certainly winning is fun. Everything that's always fun. good on Lucas, and good on them for doing this with the gift prize, gift cards for first to third. That's kind of a cool little bonus of something like this. And again, it's a free event. 7 to 8:30 Wednesdays, every Wednesday at Hoozles at the Lakes. Join DJ Trivia. It is a little weird that last week of December to me. After Christmas, there's so much pomp and circumstance about Christmas. And then we got to remember, oh, yeah, there's New Year's yet.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready for that in the Rome area.
Yep. Saturday, December 30th. I have to make sure this wasn't a typo. New Year's Eve at Lake Arrowhead.
It's great.
Running from 3 p.m. to 11:59 p.m. So midnight, I guess.
Shout out Lake Arrowhead. That's smart. That's a good promotion. Nicely done.
Join us for New Year's Eve at the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. They're moving their party up one day and celebrating Saturday night. The restaurant will close for regular service at 3 and will reopen for reservations only from 4:30 to 8:30 p.m. Contact their staff at 715-325-2915 or banquets@lakearrowheadgolf.com to make your reservations. Mm-hmm. Their limited menu is available to view under the discussions tab on their website. Mm-hmm. Pre-ordering is recommended to make sure you secure your favorite items. Mm-hmm. The lounge will be open for everyone all night starting at 11 a.m. Mm. with live music by Southbound from 9 till midnight in the banquet hall. And of course, the classy champagne toast at midnight.
Yes, very nice. I love this. This is a great event. Shout out to Southbound, fantastic local band, been around a long time, rocking our area, great guys in that band. And this is a fun idea. I like the idea of doing something like this, especially with this odd way that New Year's Day falls and all that. It's smart. It also seems like a real a kind of a gift to the staff of Lake Arrowhead as well. And keeping that in mind, it would have a busier times of year, I imagine, mm-hmm. for the staff of Lake Arrowhead. I've noticed them do these kind of things over the years, and I admire it. They don't necessarily look at for a lot of attention about it, but they do a really nice job of thinking of their staff and not putting them in awkward situations. And certainly taking care of the locals. And Lake Arrowhead's one of the better spots to go for just even a cup of water you can enjoy.
Yeah.
Let alone an event like this. This is a fun one. I love the name, too. New Year's Eve. That's great. Well played. Find out more about that at Lake Arrowhead and reach out to our friends over there for more information and to RSVP. And then another event going on the 30th.
Yeah, Saturday, December 30th through Monday, January 1st, 2024. Mm-hmm. Can't believe that.
Yeah, it's so weird.
New Year's Eve at Sand Valley.
Yeah.
Starting at 6:30 p.m. Saturday and then running to 7:30 p.m. that Monday, the 1st.
Their culinary team crafted a wonderful seasonal menu to enjoy with family and close friends. You can indulge in a gourmet meal featuring local sourced ingredients and creative dishes. I love all of that. That's a great idea. A lot of fun with the menu.
Yes, definitely. And we encourage you to please visit Sand Valley's website for more info or call their number 855-276-5154 to reserve your spot if you want to participate in this gourmet meal.
I really think you can make the argument, especially in that area, but you may even be able to extend that to central Wisconsin in general. The Sand Valley work and that expansion and the growth of all of that is one of the biggest stories in the last 5-10 years to me. What has gone on with that and all the things we started our conversation with, so much of that is tied to this and the growth of that and everything. It's really cool to see. especially because we can say stuff like this where they get that. And they put back into the community. They really add to the community. They're not just a business taking money out of the community. It is a full circle thing where they take money and then they put it right back in. It's a really cool thing what they're doing over there.
Yes, exactly. And a lot of times, a lot of the cool stuff they have over there, I'm not necessarily talking about it on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
They have hiking trails, fat tire bike trails. If their water freezes over, yes. They have a pond that you can skate on or play pond hockey. They have just tons of things that I'm not advertising on the radio, but they're there, they're available, they're for the public.
Yeah, yeah.
So even if you're just curious and you haven't been to Sand Valley before, just head on over, check out the area. It's really pretty.
I appreciate you touching on that, Jillian, because we only get about 25 minutes together. And while we cover a lot, you, Lisa, and I, there's stuff we don't always get a chance to touch on. That's how big and fun the Rome area is. Encourage you not only to reach out to Sand Valley or Lake Arrowhead or any of our great friends over there, but find out more at visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. Wanted to touch on... Boy, there's a handful of traditions in this area that we love. And one of the bigger ones that I learned about when I was a kid first living out here was the polar plunge.
Yeah.
Love our polar plunge. So much so that we're on our 27th already.
Yep. 27th annual polar plunge at the Lure Barn Grill in Rome. That'll be running, I believe, just the jumping part, 1 to 4 p.m. Mm. But whether you jump or choose to chicken out a little, let's raise money for the Children's Miracle Network. Sign up, get more information at the Just Giving website or call 715-325-6555.
It's one of the cooler things people do with to start their new year. And when I talk to people that have done this, like Sheriff Becker and his team and others, they talk about that, you know, it's cold and all those things about it. But every one of them, when they're talking and sharing the stories of this, are smiling. Every single one of them that I've talked to, and I've talked to a lot of people over the years that have done this, and every single time as they're talking about it, they're telling me that they were freezing or they were cold in this moment or whatever, but they're smiling and they're so happy they did it. They feel so good about it afterwards, and it's all because of raising these funds for the Children's Miracle Network. It all comes back to that. We know that there are polar plunges for our Special Olympics as well, and another great cause there that helps out a lot of great things. And whenever these things take place, encourage people to look into them. And even if you don't feel, you know, you are whether it's brave enough or however you want to look at it, to do it yourself, every one of us can spread the word about these events. Exactly. Every one of us can be supportive of these events and the causes that are behind them. That's going to be a really fun one. Be sure to check it out, whether you were attending or just watching, the Monday, January 1st, 27th Annual Polar Plunge at the Lure Bar and Grill. And a shout out to our friends over there. Remember, you can sign up and get more information for the Just Giving for the Children's Miracle Network at their website or by calling 715-325-6555. That's 325-6555. Wow, we're already the Sunday, January 7th.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're back at Lake Arrowhead for Booze, Beer, and Wine Bingo, running from 4 to 5 p.m. Cards go on sale at 3 o'clock p.m. Bingo starts at 4 p.m. sharp, so don't be late. Mm-hmm. 10 rounds of bingo for $13 a packet, and that packet contains the cards for all rounds.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. And we love bingo in this area. Love some bingo. That's going to be a lot of fun at Lake Arrowhead on January 7th. We go to Friday, January 12th, and through Monday for a really cool thing that Sand Valley is hosting.
Yeah, the Elemental Wellness Retreat at Sand Valley.
I'm already signed up. Yes. You got me already.
5 p.m. Friday through noon on Monday. Escape where the magic of winter meets the power of transformation. Immerse yourself in a unique experience designed to reset both body and mind. This retreat offers a carefully curated blend of breathwork sessions, contrast therapy with saunas, and cold exposure options, all set against the stunning backdrop of Sand Valley's natural splendor. To register, visit the Sand Valley Pursuits website or call 855- 3453 to sign up.
This type of thing has become much more popularized in recent years.
Yeah, it has been.
And I think it coincides with the rise of our attention to mental health and paying more attention to that. And a lot more of people, there's so many good people out there, and there's so many great givers out there. I talked to my daughter, my oldest, about this quite a bit. She's very empathetic, wants to help everybody out. It takes a toll. And if you're not taking care of your own backyard, it's really hard to help others.
Yeah.
Doing more of this is not just a good thing to do for you, but if you care about doing things for others, it's really important for you to take care of your own backyard and for you to be doing good too. If you've got to con yourself, this is what I do, do it for other people, then whatever it takes to get you to do these kind of events. A shout out to Sand Valley for seeing that, having an event like that in our area. You don't have to travel 3-4 hours to go do something like this. It's right here in central Wisconsin. That part is nice too. And I mean, I don't care what it costs. A weekend getaway sounds nice to me.
Yeah.
All of this sounds great to me. It sounds like a really fun event. And if people want to find out more, again, they can go to Sand Valley Pursuits. Saturday, January 13th, our great friends the Rome Snow Bandits got an event going on.
Yes. So the Rome Snow Bandits will have their annual ice fishery, knock on wood,
yes,
as I say this, and there's yes, yeah, no snow on the ground. That'll be running from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's also known as the Pete and Well Palooza Ice Fishery.
Mm-hmm.
Ice fishing for both adults and kids, as well as a raffle and other prizes. There's no better way to spend a Saturday in Rome.
Yeah. It's a real fun event. We've got a real love of fisheries in this area.
We do.
And more proof of that coming up Saturday, January 20th.
Yes, once again.
Yeah.
Hopefully snow.
Yes.
Everybody, ice.
Everybody knock on wood as we're saying this, yes.
7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. will be the Lake Sherwood Fishery. On January 20th.
Mm-hmm.
That is a DNR free fishing day. So it provides a family-friendly outdoor winter activity and will also raise money for the Lake Sherwood Property Owners Association. Registration will begin at the Sherwood Lodge at 7:30. And then, like I mentioned before, the event will end at 4 p.m., followed by an awards ceremony at 4:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Registration fees are $15 for adults and $5 for children 12 years of age and under. The cash payouts are made for the largest northern bass, walleye, and largest overall fish, while kids compete for trophies for panfish. If you have any other questions, want more info, contact LSPOA at 715-325-4066.
It's a great event. A shout out to them for doing this, and a big thank you to the Lake Sherwood Property Owners Association Conservation group over there, doing some really, really good work and keeping our area beautiful over there. Be a part of this, everybody, and find out more. Sunday, January 21st, meat raffle. I don't get to say that very much in my career. Meat raffle.
Yeah, at Lake Arrowhead from 4 to 5 p.m., they will have their meat raffle. Get here early to grab a drink and snag a seat. They will play 2 rounds on each date. So far, they've only listed the January date, so stay tuned for February, March, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and when you guys join us next month, I'm sure we'll be able to touch on that a little bit more.
Yeah.
As we're wrapping up, Jillian, I would like to touch on some other fun happenings going on in the Rome area.
Yeah, so first, throwing it back to beginning of December, we'd like to give a shout out to all the businesses and organizations that played a part in helping us with this year's Christmas in Rome celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to you, our event was a major success, but the success is going to continue through the end of the year. We encourage everyone to drive through the Rome Town Center, which is the same location as our summer farmers market, and view all of the holiday light displays through the new year.
We appreciate that you guys hosting and having events like this. I know my sister and I were benefited from it when we were kids in Rome, and it's so like heartwarming and cool to see it still going strong and doing well and helping out other kids and stuff. It's a fun event, and big thank you to those businesses helping being able to pull that off and do this event right.
Yeah.
Jillian, we've talked about a lot of great things today. If people have follow-up questions and want to know more, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can either visit us at 1154 Apache Avenue in Rome, but it is a Nakusa address. Yeah. Call us at 715-325-3090 or reach out to us via email. It should be on our website.
info@visitromewi.com. Yes. That's info@visitromewi.com. And again, the website, visitromewi.com. Be sure to throw that in your search bar. Bookmark that page. It's a wonderful website. Get yourself some apparel, too. You guys got great stuff over there. I forgot to wear my shirt today, but I love the shirt that I got from you guys. It's awesome. Say hi to Jillian for us, please. Lisa for us, Jillian. I was looking at my name tag here. Say hi to Lisa for us, the whole staff, everybody over there. You have a great set of holidays, and we'll talk to you guys next year.
Yeah, you too. Happy holidays and Happy New Year.
Thanks, Jillian. We'll come back and have some more fun on Midday Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank is your locally owned, full-service community bank in Nakusa, Port Edwards, and the town of Rome. Since 1913, they've been helping area communities, businesses, and individuals with their financial needs and are happy to sponsor these What's Happening in Rome live discussions. Hope you enjoy the updates. Everyone at Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank is proud to be part of these exciting developments in the town of Rome. Remember, when in Rome, bank at Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank. Member Equal Housing Lender, FDIC Insured.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin regulators have stopped developing standards to limit PFAS in groundwater due to excessive compliance costs. Brittany Merlot has the story.
Governor Tony Evers said on Tuesday that the DNR has been working on groundwater standards for the past year and had to halt operations because economic impact projections put costs at $33 million over in the first 2 years for industrial facilities and wastewater treatment plants that discharge to groundwater.
Governor Scott Walker signed a law in 2017 that requires state agencies to obtain permission from legislators to continue working on regulations with compliance costs of at least $10 million over any two-year period. Don't miss Santa and Mrs. Claus at Witter Park tomorrow. You can bring the little ones and stop in the Warming House lobby area from 5 to 7 on Friday, December 22nd. Please bring an unexpired, non-perishable food donation or item. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Stuck under mostly cloudy skies today as high temperatures climb to the upper 30s. Winds are a bit breezy, though, out of the southeast, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Overnight, a chance of drizzle moves in, and by early morning, temperatures hover around the freezing mark, which could create some slick icy spots. Right now, it's 39.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this December 21st, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, behind the mic. We are joined right now by our great friend, Jasmine Carbajal, Associate 4-H Educator with Wood and Marathon Counties. Jasmine, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Thanks a lot for being here. We appreciate the time. And right away, want to tell you happy holidays to you and yours. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Yeah, isn't it crazy that we're already at the holidays, end of the year? It went by real quick.
It's really wild. It kind of catches up on people. But we did want to take a moment to remind everybody in 2024, there's some really wonderful things going on with our 4-H. You guys, you and Laura and the team and the kids are planning out a bunch of wonderful things and stuff that we don't even know yet because the ideas are still being formed and all that.
Yeah. Believe it or not, we've started planning for our summer camp already. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. That is. It does look a little summerish still out there.
That's true.
So, but not a bad time to do that. And it speaks also closer to how much this stuff means to you guys and how the planning and time and thought and care that goes into all of these events. As we're getting closer to 2024, we encourage you families out there, kids out there, reach out to our 4-H. Find out how it can benefit you and your family and your community.
Absolutely, yeah, because we have a lot of our staple programs kind of coming in 2024, winter camp. In February, we have our foodies that will continue throughout 2024 that we like to promote. Like I said, summer camp will be coming up, and then lots of new projects as well that we're focusing on. So if, you know, families out there are looking to get involved, if your youth is looking for something maybe different to do or come check out a program, 2024 can be your year.
Mm-hmm. And that includes our whole range of listenership. Yes. Events take place sometimes in Rapids, sometimes in other counties or other earth cities and everything. So wherever you're listening to us, reach out to your 4-H and find events that are close to you.
Yep, events. And we have clubs all over the county as well. So even, you know, check out maybe a local club. We also always are looking for volunteers. So if you're looking for maybe a new way to volunteer, come check us out as well. We do a volunteer retreat to really like empower volunteers and thank them, right? Like, just like we thank you for having us on air all the time, we also want to thank and appreciate the volunteers that make our program happen.
Again, I mean, that's just cool to do in general, but I really think that that shows how much not only the 4-H staff appreciates these volunteers and these people, but how much you appreciate having members of 4-H. Yes. And being able to, okay, well, we want to have this get together, but we also want our volunteers to have some certain understanding and some certain heart with this and everything. It shows the importance and the meaning to everybody about 4-H. And I think it speaks to the overall importance of 4-H in this state. Really in Midwest states in general, but just talking about Wisconsin here, we understand how big our ag industry is and how important it is. We also understand, and the ag industry knows this better than I do, of how the worlds have merged between modern and tech and so much of the ag world.
Yes.
We find out more about this all the time, and I think it's fascinating and really interesting.
Yeah.
And really good idea, get kids on the ground level of this stuff, you know? It doesn't hurt, can't help.
It can only help. And, you know, and we have so many resources. We, you know, in extension that, like, we really, like, 4-H might be your end, but then you also have all these other resources you can access.
Yeah, it's a really good idea. And we'll give you more information as we wrap up, after we wrap up, of how to get a hold of Jasmine and find out more. And you can find out more about the 4-H Foodies, as you were touching on. Such a fun program. You guys have been having a lot of fun with this.
It's just, you know, who doesn't have fun when you're cooking and eating?
Yeah,
I always have fun. So, we're going to kick off our 2024 year with our first 4-H Foodie, January 6th, and it's the theme is eggs. So it's like 4-H Foodie Eggalicious.
Oh, nice.
Anything from like deviled eggs all the way through frittatas. We're going to be kind of talking. You know, there's one project that Laura, I'm sure we'll talk more about, that we want to bring to our schools related to raising chicks and like old poultry projects, and we're going to do a big focus on that. So this is a good way to kind of get started, dip our, you know, toes in the topic. And so this is going to be Saturday, January 6th. It's going to be at the First Presbyterian Church in Marshfield. So we'll be offering this down in, up in Marshfield for youth in third grade and older, because we'll be doing some fun recipes. So we do need a little bit of older kiddos there. And it'll be $5 per participant. We always offer scholarships, so we never want that to be a barrier, as you know, and that's going to continue on through 2024. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
I genuinely, and I'm going to bring it up every single time, I think it's one of the coolest things you guys do about the scholarship idea, the idea that you don't want any kid not to be able to take this class for those kind of reasons. That hits close to home, and I think it's beautiful. And it's fun. This is so much fun. Eggs are one of the more versatile foods we have. I don't think we think about that very often, but it really is.
It really is.
It's also one of the ones that, and we talk about this all the time, Jasmine, of how there is very few things that bring people together like food.
Yeah.
And eggs is one of the more universal ones that almost every, whether every culture has their own kind of dish with eggs involved in it, or even local family has their favorite kind of like way of having eggs or using eggs. It's one of the most, if not the most universal thing. And that bread, I mean, there's a couple of things like this. Eggs are a good one with that.
And then, you know, you can, there's so many, like, you know, a lot of people, sometimes we talk about foodie programs, like we think we're just cooking, we're just eating, but we're actually learning a lot of, like, you know, the safety around things, right? Where food comes from. So those are all other aspects that we touch on. Games, right? That we always play a game or two, because I like our youth that come to connect with each other and meet new people, because this is open to all youth. You don't have to be in 4-H to come check out this program. So yeah, it's going to be a good one.
When I was young, I always liked this, and I even like it more as an adult, when you kind of like learn something but you didn't plan to.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I just they tricked me.
They tricked me.
But it's a good thing. It's a positive thing. And most kids, if at all kids, really respond well to that kind of stuff. So when you say that this isn't just about learning maybe some fun recipes or sharing some and everything, it really does go deeper than that. We have so many people, so many adults nowadays worrying about kids having more empathy or having some empathy or some understanding of the world that they're in. When they find out that the eggs just don't magically appear where they come from, they learn that they see the paper trail, if you will, of where these come from. It only creates more empathy for them to understand this stuff. Mm-hmm. They take these stories with them the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny when you say, you know, like you learn and sometimes you don't realize that you're learning it. And one of my foodies actually had a youth, all of a sudden, you know, after we'd gone through the lesson, we're trying the stuff that we made, he's like, oh, you're tricking us into eating healthy. And it's like, no, you just happen to be part of the cooking process and you want to eat it, right? Like, yeah, and it's so good, but I didn't think about it. I'm like, I'm not tricking you. I'm just, you know, we're all working together here. You just happen to want to eat it and you happen to like it. And that's how you eat bean dip, you know? Like,
oh, that's good. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was funny.
It is a really neat note, though, because it makes me think of something about that, too. You and I have touched on this before. We never know what this could spark in a young mind and create a passion and maybe a forever passion or a career in, which it is well documented and known. Our ag industry could always use more good people in it. So there's that part of it, too. But the idea that they could share this knowledge with parents and everything, I hadn't thought of that part of this. And, you know, even adults learning from this.
And adults are always welcome. I always say, you know, parents or family members that drop them off, like, you can stay. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because, you know, after I had tricked the youth into eating and eating healthy. Yeah, I know, eating healthy. he was the first one signed up for my next foodie. Like, he was top of the list. And it was like, I was worried. And then the parent stayed, and the parent had so much fun on the first one, too, that they're, like, learning along with their kiddo. That it was just so great.
Well, we've seen a rise in this, even when we were young, of more and more people don't really pick up items anymore. They pick them up and look at the back. They want to know the ingredients. They want to know what they're eating. Yeah. We become more conscious of what we're ingesting than ever. Mm-hmm. You know, classes like this, not just this one, but all the 4-H foodie classes, really give you an in-depth look into this. And kind of a giving kids a bit of a heads up, not a heads up so much as a head start on this kind of subject.
Right. They're practicing those skills that they're learning, mm-hmm. right? They're, like you said, they're going to take just forever with them.
I don't want to give anything away necessarily, but this seems like a program you're going to keep doing, as you even touched on a little bit in 2024.
Yes. Foodie has been, you know, it's always hard sometimes because, like, our county is kind of big. Yeah, so, like, sometimes, but I do try to offer them in a variety of places, right? We'll offer them in Marshall, we'll offer them in Rapids. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll offer them like in Nakusa. So really, like, you know, and if you feel that you have, you know, a place where you're thinking, well, we really want to see more here, mm-hmm. let me know and I can try to make it happen. Because it's been just such a great program that I think we'll keep it going. And, you know, in the summer we do it weekly. So it's definitely a strong program.
If there are people out there, whether they're 4-H members or not, that have ideas as far as, like, you know, something that the foodies class can focus on, should they reach out to you about this?
Absolutely. A lot of the things that we do are things that, you know, come from, this was inspired by one of this egg one coming up, by one of our youth that, like, loves to raise chickens and, like, is in a poultry project. And it's like, let's do something around this. You know, we did, in one of the other counties that I cover, we did Christmas treats. Mm. And one of the things that the youth was like, let's do eggnog next time, right? So, like, they give me all these ideas and it's like, let's do it. They're, you know, so it comes from them too. And I think because they're part of that process of that sort of like planning, right? You're giving me those ideas and they're more invested in it.
I think it's one of the things that I am so thankful for with you and Laura with this is that you guys don't run like a dictatorship. It, right. This is a community thing.
Right.
This is something that you guys are, you happen to be, you know, help running it and everything, but you're a part of this. Everybody works together. And it's such evidence of that with a program like this, this one in particular with Eggalicious. I love hearing that story. That's fantastic where this came from. That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, yeah, so join us.
Mm-hmm.
The January 6th Saturday, 1 to 2 at First Presbyterian in Marshfield.
And again, we encourage people to register for the event.
Yes.
If you need to register, you can go ahead. I would throw it into your search bar or go to UW Extension's website. You should be able to find it from there.
Yes, absolutely.
And we'll touch on those details before we wrap up. Jasmine, I wanted to take some time also to focus on a great project that you guys have coming up.
Yes, so we have a great event on January 20th. It's going to be an all-day 9 to 3, also in Marshfield, at Second Street Community Center. That's called Project Discovery Day. Mm-hmm. So this is a good one if you're thinking about what kind of projects can I do in 4-H, because we have that day filled with lots of different things that youth in third grade and up can do. And it's very interesting because, you know, Laura's the main organizer for this, but she really chose lots of different tracks so that way you can, and, you know, and if you're a youth that maybe doesn't know, we have one session that day on Sparks where you could find things that maybe you like. So yeah, it's going to be really interesting. So basically, if you can think about it, kind of like a conference style for adults, like where you go, you pick your session, and then you're kind of there the whole day. You know, it's kind of the same style. Yeah. Youth will, you know, register, sign up for different session times and what they want to see in that session. So here, are we ready for like the variety of things that we'll have that day?
Yeah. Okay.
So some of the things we'll have is leather crafting.
Mm.
We'll have cookies with royal icing. Mm. Have you ever had arepas?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
So ago.
I will be leading that one.
Nice.
So if you want to come see me, we'll be making some arepas. Yeah. We have a Venezuelan 4-H educator down in Madison that taught us some of the other educators how to do arepas. So we're excited to bring that. We also have an engineering challenge session. Mm. We have an electrician coming to talk about electricity.
Cool.
Dog project. So we have, you know, our Clark County educator Seth coming over to teach about dogs, and if you want to take on, so, and that's just a few.
Yeah,
we have lots more to pick from. So that's Project Discovery Day. So I don't know which one sounds more interesting to you.
Oh God,
all of them.
That's a tough. That literally is one of the tougher questions I'm going to get today because I'm a big dog guy, and the dog thing definitely stood out to me about that. But I would like to be able to do something like this and just try all of this out. I don't know if I could just, I'm being very genuine right now. I don't know if I could pick one.
Yeah.
You just threw at me a bunch of great stuff.
Right.
It feels a little like an open house in some ways, like a 4-H open house sort of. A combination of that and what you were touching on there. This is a great opportunity for kids. I also, Jasmine, something else pops in my head with this. Job fairs are becoming more and more popular and bigger.
Yes.
And while when we were kids, you know, maybe once in a while this kind of thing would show up maybe in high school, kids younger and younger are attending these and being a part of these.
Yep.
It's got a very similar job fair feel to it, and that kind of getting in that realm, understanding how those events kind of go, there's no downside to something like that either.
No, I love that you bring that up because actually even one of our sessions is applications and interview skills.
Nice.
Right? So one of our, that's one of the sessions you can pick from because it is that style, and then you also have to start learning those skills young, because as you enter, you know, as you become an adult, you have to have those skills. And not saying you don't get them from other spaces, but 4-H is one space that you also get to kind of get those skills and practice those skills. So yeah, absolutely. And so that's another session.
Yeah.
You know, that's just one of the many sessions.
Great one
of the other ones that I'm really excited about, you know, because one of the things that we always talk about is just kind of partnerships and collaborations. And so one of the sessions for our youth that really have that passion for service, we will be doing lasagna for the movement Lasagna Love. And so we're going to be putting, and so that Laura's going to lead that session, and is going to, it's it's one of the first times that we're going to collaborate and kind of do this type of service project where we're going to bring youth that are interested in making lots of nutritious, lots of lasagna, and then that's going to go back to the community for people that need just a meal. And we're trying to really bring that stigma down of, like, people that need help should be able to ask for help without shame. And so that's going to be one of the options for youth to do that day at Project Discovery Day. It's this lasagna love session where you can just, you know, and then that service project component is going to be really powerful.
Lasagna is powerful. Lasagna is awesome. Lasagna is great. I say that as a proud Italian. But also, it's really powerful the work that you guys are doing over there. There are so many layers to what you guys do and different things that we talk about with this. And one of the things that is a theme, I would think, in a lot of the stuff that you do is not only showing but giving dignity.
Yes.
You know, in these situations. Yes. Thanks to our United Way and our ALICE report, I think most people have seen by now that most households, your average household in this area or in this country right now, is just one step away or one disaster away or one medical emergency or something like that from being in a situation where you might need help and you and yours.
Right.
Growing up as one of those families, I can tell you that one of the few things that we ever asked for was dignity. I don't remember my mom and dad complaining or barking about this or that or anything, but one thing that they could use and would have been nice to see a little bit more of is some dignity. They're human beings doing everything that they can. You ain't going to meet many people that have a better work ethic than my mom and dad, and I think that's the case for most families in these situations. You're creating more empathy in this. You're giving dignity with things like this. And just as important as all of that, little brains, little sponges are taking that in and seeing how adults treat other adults and give that dignity.
Correct. You know, and this actually was, you know, when we talk about like the ideas and where they come from when we do programming, this specific project came from one of our parents and one of our leaders, right? One of that they really have worked with this movement before and they have such a passion for it. They're like, can we spread this with our youth? And it's like, yes, this is the perfect space for it. And you're right. Like the things that the youth are learning go beyond, you know, things that are tangible, which is so important nowadays.
Yeah. Any opportunity to create more of that, to give opportunities for kids to learn more in that and see more of the examples of that. There is no downside to something like that. Oh, man, that is a cool.
I know.
I'm realizing when you asked me the question of which one of these I would like to attend, as I keep changing my answer in my head, it speaks to not only how great this event is, but the many layers that go to 4-H. We touch on this, you, Laura, and I, all the time, but 4-H is growing all the time and growing almost every month, every year, and finding new ways to reach the youth, to help the youth, and to help certainly the ag industry, as 4-H traditionally has done.
Right.
But we also know that ag falls into and bleeds into so many other fields and categories.
And, you know, thinking about also just the projects that, you know, we need. Because, like, I think ag, yes. And then I also think as individuals, right, one of the project areas that we kind of embed in a lot of the things that we do is mental health, right? Because we need to be able to mentally go into those spaces. So, yes, you know, we think about end products sometimes or big, just different project areas. But really, like, some of the new projects that have changed over time, some of the new topics that we're dealing with and things like that are things that we're keeping up with in the world, right? Like, that's part of it, too. So, it's a good change.
Right. And it's a necessary one.
Yes.
Evolution is a part of life, whether it's in all forms of it and everything. You start touching on this, and it's something that Laura and I have talked about a long time ago, but bullying, I think, is a very different thing. For our generation, it was one thing. For this generation, it's a very different thing. For me as a kid, I get bullied. It's rough. It sucks and all that, but I go home, and I have a break from it and everything. It's just my dad teasing me. It's just, you know, it's something like that. These kids nowadays don't really have a break from that. It follows them on social media and this is a world that as adults we have to understand that we can't understand.
Correct.
It's important for us to get that and to start right there. The more we understand and we listen to kids and we hear from them and we give them opportunities to learn from them and them to learn, the better we can attack these kind of situations. This is one example of something that has changed from when we were kids to now. There's a lot of that kind of stuff.
It's true, right? And it's like you said, listening is so important, and it's scary. because we tend as adults to think we're experts in things, and we are in some areas, right? We're experts in our own stories and our own lives, but you're right. It has changed so much. Our world is just so different that, like, there are times that we as adults, you know, and that's something that Laura and I are both very conscious with as in our roles as 4-H educators, is like, we have to listen and we have to involve our youth, our families, our volunteers in that process, because we know that we're not experts in everything.
It goes back into this lesson that we're not necessarily trying to teach, but is being learned, if you will, of I think one of the more important things you can do as a human being and going forward in society, we want to create empathy. We want people to understand these things and also to understand that you know, I was raised by a strong hippie feminist, and I understand women's rights very deeply, but I also understand that I don't get it. That I understand, but I can't completely understand. You know, that having that understanding there goes a long way with not only creating bonds and friendships and all this, but creating a better society, a more open and empathetic society.
Because you're still able to support, right? Like, even if you're conscious that you can't get it 100%, I'm still able to support you. And so, yes. So anyway, Project Discover Day is going to be a great one. One thing I didn't mention earlier is just that the prize really just depends on the classes that you pick. There are some of the sessions that, you know, are $2, $3, just because of the materials that go into the class. And then there are some sessions that are free because, like, applications and interview skills, you know, there's really not a lot of, that's you. You bring yourself. We're going to make it happen. So, yes, join us on January 20th. It's an all day 9 to 3 at Second Street Community Center. This is for youth in grades 3rd grade and up. And then they do have to register. I'm sorry. And so the participant here is, $10. And then, you know, if there's any added cost.
Yeah.
But we do want kind of registrations that will open on December 20th. So we are there. The registration's open. Mm-hmm. If you have questions, give us a call. But yeah. That's going to be an exciting day.
Oh, man, it's going to be a fun day. Yeah. That is going to be. And I'm not going to bother you on the 21st because you're going to be tired. You're going to be busy.
Yeah,
it's going to take a lot out of you guys.
Yeah, it's going to take all of us.
And you're going to enjoy every second of it, too, though. Because as Jasmine told you, we didn't even get to really dive into everything that is going on with the event. You talk about something for everything. And as tough as it can be sometimes, even your kid that you can't figure out what they like is going to find something
at this
event.
They're going to find something.
Jasmine, as we're wrapping up, I did want to always like to touch on volunteers and encouraging people to reach out. You guys can always use an extra set of hands.
Always. You know, one of the programs that we've been talking about is Juntos, for example. Mm-hmm. That's our program that's also going to continue into 2024 for our Latinx youth. And we had a volunteer that just heard about it and is like, I want to help. And so they were able to join us on just those specific nights, just hands-on, an extra pair of hands for the little siblings that they could help with activities or, you know, with meals or prizes or things like that. So really, like, we are always looking for volunteers at the capacity that they can. Mm-hmm. You know, we always have something that will work. So whether it's something that you want to commit, you know, one day a month, yes, one day a week, sure, or want to be, you know, something else, sure, just come talk to us.
Yeah. And Jasmine, if people want to find out more about the 4-H Foodie Eggalicious event coming up on January 6th or the Project Discovery Day on January 20th or to volunteer, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can always follow us on social media. We have our Instagram and Facebook pages, and then we have our, if you just Google Wood County Extension, you'll find us there in the Wisconsin site, or you could always just call our office as well, email us directly. But yeah, everything's online.
We appreciate you, Laura, your whole staff over there. Say hi to them. Happy holidays
Happy
to you
holidays.
And yours. We'll talk next year.
Yes, next year.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you coming up tomorrow right here on WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.